My name is Fanny Taylor, and in 1923 I lived next to a sawmill somewhere north of Cedar Key in the little town of Sumner. Divided by race from the nearby town of Rosewood, such a peaceful place before the fire, before the noise. Before I heard the sheriff call, let's go get him, boys, before the dance, before the screams. I'll walk the streets of Rosewood in my dreams. A mob of angry white men sent their dogs into the night to find a black man that they said attacked a woman who was white, and they tortured and they killed, terrorized the town, and they took their torches with them, burned it to the ground. The Rosewood I remember was a happy place to be, with three churches and two stores and a baseball team. Houses always painted roses everywhere, and at night piano music filled the air before the fire. The South, it was a hotbed of violence that year. There were lynchings, there were riots. Minds hysterical with hatred and fear. So you cannot blame me. My husband went to work very early every day, and he came home very late at night. I also had a lover who came through my back door one day, hit me hard with all his might. To explain my bruises would have made for my disgrace, and so I said what came quickest to my tongue, that it was a black man who hit me in the face. So God forgive me, I was young. Before the fire, before the noise, before I heard the sheriff call, oh, let's go get him, boys, before the dance, before the screams. I'll walk the streets of Rosewood in my dreams. One day it was a place where children went to school. The next I saw it burn before my eyes. Once upon a time, a community with pride before the fire. Before my